You're listening to Supply Chain Radio. My name is Matt Gunn, and we're here live at Shop Talk 2018 in Las Vegas, joined by George Richter of OceanX and Elon Walks, customer. So welcome to the show, guys.
Cheers, man. Good to be
here. Thanks for having us.
All right. So we were chatting before recording a little bit about the subscription business model. Now, George, that is the business that OceanX is in.
That's all I do.
And Elon, you're measuring customers and really kind of understanding how they're interacting, all of the various touch points across social and everywhere else.
That's correct. Everything around the customer.
I think that this is a kind of a convergence, and it's great to have both of you on the show because we have seen in recent years, whether it's been some of the big name services out there or even really established brands changing their business model and going direct to consumer through a subscription model. Talk to me a little bit about why we've seen this change, especially in the world of e-commerce, and what we have to think about when we scale this up from a supply chain aspect.
Okay, so first of all, you want to be close to your customers, and a subscription allows you to understand your customer and service them for a long time. So, and you learn about the customer, you have data, you own the relationship, as opposed to shipping through Amazon, where Amazon owns the relationship, which is really a bad situation. So, and from a supply chain thing, supply chain, people always think it's a boring thing, it's just the supply chain. You know, I focus on the front end. My thing is, I believe the back end is the new front end. This is where all the money is lost, where people have piles of inventory of emotional owners that buy stuff and say, oh, this will sell, and they don't because they have no experience. So I specialize in helping people with supply chain. I really have the inventory levels. I tell them all the time where it is so they can save cash. We work around expiry because I work around cosmetics. So supply chain is actually very important in the subscription business. And it's a wonderful thing because it's predictable. I know many subscription companies where they just have 60-day terms. And at the time when the cycle comes up, they order the inventory.
Yeah, so agreed with that. First of all, the whole data approach to service and interaction while being also proactive is one of the things we work a lot with subscription companies. There's pluses and minuses actually with subscription. Yes, you own the customer. Yes, you know all the data around the customer. You're closer to the customer. That's great. However, you're saving on 3-5 different boxes and items that need that somebody randomly ordered, and that's hard from a supply chain and a delivery and a shipment and a fulfillment perspective. And instead, you're switching to a monthly or periodical, but you're actually sending more stuff because more stuff comes back. You're reducing the friction of the sale and repeat business, which is why subscription is so good for lifetime value, but you're creating probably a distribution and warehouse nightmare that you have to be ahead of from a supply chain perspective because you're sending, let's say, example, most boxes are roughly 1 to 5 items where somebody might send back 3 items. Okay, that's great for profiling, but is it really great for supply chain? Well, that's the question that always comes to mind.
Yeah, and I imagine that is a challenge because you can plan a little better when you know exactly who that customer is.
And the time.
At the time, and you kind of have a better sense upstream. But at the same time, the reverse supply chain tends to be a challenge when those do arise. Are brands hesitant to get into it because of those supply chain issues, because of anything like that?
They're just ignorant. They just don't know. As I said, Every passionate owner focuses today. There's every digital marketer has 1,000 tools. Everybody focuses on creating demand. And they say, yeah, and then we just ship stuff. They have totally don't get it. Even credit cards, even pick and inventory especially. I know a lot of big companies with huge write-offs because just stuff sits around, all based on emotion, not based on data.
Yeah, it's companies are jumping into subscription because, oh God, own the customer, repeatable, great. Correct. Lifetime value, very certain thing. But you have to be data first. You have to create a profile. You have to make it personalized. Otherwise, what's the value of this? I get something monthly. Do I need it? Examples of when you need it. Lola, great company that does subscription, one of our great customers, is a very timely needed, periodically expected delivery. Fantastic subscription service. The same with all of the cosmetic related and the men's related stuff. These are periodical stuff that's needed. But does every business need a subscription? Like, I don't know, everything about luxury? Good question. The Rent the Runway example is a good one. So it's very interesting to see how a subscription will play for a lot of these companies.
So I'm working on 23 new projects, 23. I'm meeting with an apparel company in a few minutes. It's hot apparel is the next frontier in subscriptions. And talking about supply chain, it's a nightmare, right? Yeah. Color, size, and style is unbelievable. So just saying fill a warehouse with every size and everything is a disaster. So supply chain really becomes in the foreground. I would think it's an enormously important thing to make any money ever.
Yeah, and you have both keyed in on something really important. Okay, one, at events like this, where it is the retailers and brands that are here and speaking and everything else, we probably overemphasize the first mile, or I'm sorry, the last mile, right? But there's so much that does happen upstream, and there's a tremendous amount of waste. To me, you both work in services that can help reduce some waste in one way,
correct,
that get you a little bit closer to that customer, whether it's through the repeatable business of a subscription or whether it's through understanding the data. Those two aspects, to me, seem like big missed opportunities farther upstream. Do you kind of agree on this? Is this something that brands and retailers are getting smarter about?
They are, because, for example, let's talk about proactive engagement in the subscription world. So if somebody is not actually sending back stuff or not giving you feedback or comments about it, how are you going to be ahead of the game and engage them? It doesn't only impact supply, it impacts marketing and it impacts retention and loyalty. So if you don't implement that and look at everything they're doing, then you're not ahead of the game. And then it's not just about shipping them stuff. You're going to lose a customer.
Come back to this theme I addressed with Jenny before. Look at how many tools are here just in this room. So many analytics tools, so many data things, so many chat solutions, so many. It is overwhelming. It is a company doesn't have the resources. Actually, a CEO is the last person they hire. First, always they go for marketing. So it's undervalued. There is lots of value there. And I believe you just can't make any money if you don't focus on the back end. That's why I'm in business and helping people doing this, right? Because they don't want to do it. It seems boring. Difficult.
It is. It's dry. And you don't really think about supply chain.
I love supply chain.
Materials
supply
movement,
chain,
right?
Really, I love supply chain, man.
Okay, and so this is the thing that we're all passionate about then. Supply chain has a direct impact on the customer
of course,
many ways, right? But especially when you're e-commerce or direct-to-consumer, a subscription, your store, your supply chain is in that box. It ends right there at the customer, at whatever's in that box. How important is it to create experiences through the supply chain that just bring joy and fulfillment to the customer's lives?
This is a saying that one of my customers that I'm not going to name said, a supply chain and with subscription, especially box for apparel and cosmetics, is actually you're creating a pop-up at the customer's house.
I like that.
And how great is that from a supply chain overall versus creating storefronts and moving them and inventory and all that? If you're bringing the supply chain and the store pop-up store to somebody's house and enabling choice, I think the effectiveness of all of the operation is so much better.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about subscriptions, because the world is so full. Think about Amazon, an enormous shelf with stuff. All these stores, we're overwhelmed. You know, that's, I talk a lot about paradox of choice. We have too much. That's why subscriptions, if it's a curated thing, people get inspired, they love them, and supply chain makes it better.
Great. Well, I know you two have a busy schedule ahead of you, but I'm really glad we got to dive into this subject a little bit more on Supply Chain Radio. Alon, George, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank
Matt,
you.
Thanks
again,
so much.
Love Supply Chain. Thank you, Matt.
Well, when we love people that love Supply Chain. Thanks for listening. Find us on iTunes and Spotify and your favorite podcast network.